the third day of the blessed month of Tuba, the martyrdom of the children of Bethlehem. On this day of the second year of the birth of the Lord Christ, the children of Bethlehem were martyred. During the days of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, and they came to King Herod's palace, searching for the child, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all of the chief priests, he inquired of them, "Where is this Christ was to be born?" And so they said to the king, "In Bethlehem of Judea, according to the prophecy of Micah the prophet. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." But he intended to go and kill the child. The wise men went to Bethlehem, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stayed in the sky over where the young child was laying. And when the wise men came in, they worshiped the child and presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another way. And then King Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was very angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all of its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. And then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. For the tomb of Rachel, Jacob's wife, was nearby Bethlehem." May the blessing of the intercession of these martyred children be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.